proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We've been looking at the names and titles of God, and today we consider the name Yahweh. We often use names and titles as labels to distinguish one entity from another. However, the Bible placed an important emphasis on such identifiers, especially in connection with the names and the titles of God. In the Scriptures, an individual's name denoted something definite about that person. Thus, the names and the titles of God are like miniature portraits of Him. God revealed these names and titles to mankind in order to unveil some aspect of His character or His work. Today we look at the name Yahweh, God's covenant name with Israel. The Jewish people regarded the name Yahweh as being too sacred to pronounce publicly. This prohibition is still in force today. Thus, no one alive knows how this name actually sounded in the Hebrew language. Using names such as Yahweh, which will be used in these lessons, names such as Yahweh or Jehovah are at best conjectures with regard to how the name should be pronounced. Jewish people will use other titles as a substitute for Yahweh when speaking that name. For example, they might say Hashem, meaning the name, Hashem, instead of Yahweh, to refer to a name of God. The term Yahweh occurred over 6,000 times. It derived from a Hebrew word which meant to be. This appellation pointed to God as being self-existent, having no origin. The English translation of the term Yahweh is usually rendered God, G-O-D in capital letters, or Lord, L-O-R-D in capital letters. In the Hebrew language, Yahweh consisted of four consonants, Yod, He, Wow, and He. The name is known as the Tetragrammaton, that is to say, containing four letters. Early Hebrew writers did not add any vowel pointings to these consonants. Those came later with the Masoretes. Yahweh is the name God used with specific reference to His covenant with the Jewish people. The third chapter of Exodus contained an important passage in connection with this. God confronted Moses through a burning bush and sent him to be His emissary to the Egyptian Pharaoh. When Moses asked God what he should tell the Israelites, God replied, quote, "I am that I am," unquote. The verse continued with God saying, quote, "Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you." The phrase, "I am that I am," in the Hebrew language, consisted of the repeated verbal root using the name Yahweh. God expanded upon this affirmation in the sixth chapter of Exodus. Quote, "And God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord, and I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, by the name of God Almighty. But by my name Jehovah, Yahweh, was I not known unto them." Unquote. At first glance, this statement seems to contradict the verse in the second chapter of Genesis. Namely, quote, "These are the generations of the heaven and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord, Yahweh, Lord God, made the earth and the heavens." Unquote. So the four-letter name of God appeared in that section of Genesis. It did not comprise any part of God's self-revelation to mankind. Thus the statement in Exodus chapter 6 is consistent with the statement in Genesis. Moses and the Jewish nation were the first ones to whom God revealed Himself as Yahweh. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.